Nixon, who says she's been lobbying for 17 years at the state capitol for education spending reform, says she's thought about running for governor for 8 years. But she says this political moment in time, with Clinton's loss, Trump's win, and the inspirational presidential campaign of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, has led her to finally take the plunge.
Time's up on progressive change, in waiting for progressive change in New York. We have to make it happen.
Nixon says she doesn't believe Cuomo is a true Democrat, and she says until recently he was too cozy with Republicans who rule the state Senate.
Andrew Cuomo is trying to discover the progressive part of himself and the anti-Trump part of himself. But the fact of the matter is, for 8 years, he's completely governed like a fiscal Republican, and he's completely empowered the Republicans.
Cuomo appeared with the leaders of two warring Democratic factions in the Senate this week to announce a truce between the mainline Senate Democrats and Independent Democratic Conference. They say they will merge and work to get more Democrats elected to the Senate. Nixon, who's been calling for a Democratic-controlled state Senate, says it's too little, too late.
He's now announced it. We'll see if it lasts. But I think the more important thing is, for 8 years, he's been saying that this had nothing to do with him and that it was beyond his control. But it seems completely in his control. As soon as he wants to pull the trigger on this, he pulls the trigger and boom, the IDC is reconciled. It's an incredibly cynical move.
She says if the governor had announced the reunification just a couple of weeks earlier, he might have succeeded in getting several progressive items into the state budget, which was approved on March 31st. They include the DREAM Act to give college aid to the children of undocumented immigrants, the Child Victims Act for survivors of childhood sexual assault, and early voting procedures. Those measures were dropped in the final spending plan due to resistance from the Republican-led Senate. Nixon is an underdog in the race. Cuomo is far ahead in early public polls and has a $30 million campaign war chest, plus the support of some key labor unions. Cuomo has been reluctant so far to address any of his political challengers directly. There are also two Republican-announced candidates, State Senate Deputy Majority Leader John DeFrancisco and Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro. The governor was asked about the race when he spoke with reporters after the Senate Democrats' reunification announcement.
I take every candidacy seriously. You make a mistake if you don't. Anybody can run, and I'm very proud of what I've accomplished. I'm proud of my record. I think we have the most progressive record in the country in this state.
Cuomo says even with a Republican Senate, he's achieved passage of marriage equality, an increase in the minimum wage, paid family leave, and raising the age of incarceration in state prisons from age 16 to 18. Cuomo says that he'll put his record against anybody's record anytime. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.